And Abby is in the Southern today. Abby Anderson is here today.
I am here. It's good to be here.
Good to see you, girl.
Thanks for having me.
Are you kidding? We've been trying to get you in here, you know, for a little bit. We have a lot of mutual friends, you know, folks at your label, Black mm-hmm. River, and we've been talking about writing and for a long time, actually. And so I'm really, I'm excited.
We gotta make that happen.
I know,
too.
Two keyboards in the same room. This has never happened before.
I would love that.
So this is really, really good, you know. As a matter of fact, you know, Dennis Quaid just left. He was here, and we were talking about some of our favorite songwriters, and you said he's like a hot older guy.
He's a good looking man.
That's a good thing. He is a good looking guy.
He's a good looking man.
And he's a great guy too. Great and great songwriter, you know. But we were talking about some of our heroes and some of our influences and you know, like me, Elton John, Billy Joel, some of these piano players, probably just like you, Jackson Browne and the Eagles. But who inspired you? I mean, tell me about you.
Well, I'm gonna embarrass you for a second. Because when I was little, I hated piano lessons so much. I mean, I was just like, it's hard to imagine, but I was very dramatic when I was little.
Really?
I know, that's hard. I know.
I don't get
but
any of
that. I just remember just giving my mom the hardest time about practicing. She showed me a video of Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin playing piano. I was like, Mom, that's great, but like they're sitting down, and like I want to stand up and sing and perform. And she was like, okay, watch this. And she pulled up a video of you, and I was like, dang it, I have no excuse.
See,
I got no excuses now. So.
Some of the good ones stand up. You know, it's hard. I mean, I have a really hard time sitting behind a piano. It's just like, you know, because I'm just like you. I got all this energy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I think, you know, everybody thinks of a piano player as like a, you know, classical, right? So we're here to prove them wrong. You know?
Put on the show, and that's why, like, entertainers like you and then... I remember one of my first two concerts ever was Norah Jones and then Tina Turner right after that. So I was like, man, as a 9-year-old watching them, I was like, if I can somehow merge all of this together, you know, and I can still play piano and entertain people and make
sure that's an interesting combination, Norah Jones and Tina Turner. I think mine was Van Halen Van Halen and Merle Haggard. So that was two.
Well, there you go.
Put those two together and that's what you get.
Out comes Mr. Phil.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited to hear you. Now, tell me about the first song you're going to play. I want to hear this.
Oh, so this first one is called Make Him Wait. This was my very first song I ever released and I come from a big family. There's 7 kids in my family. I know, 6 girls. You said you have 2. There's 6 girls. My dad's got you beat by 4.
Your dad is my hero. I'm telling you, man. He and I need to sit down and talk sometime.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, 6 girls. And I think it was just really important to my parents that all of us girls know where our worth comes from and how valued we are. So this is called Make Him Wait.
Well, I can't wait to hear this. Play it for
all
me,
all right,
girlfriend.
Let's do it. Here we go.
When he calls you, you don't have to answer right away. Make him wait. And when he small talks, before he asks you on a date, make him wait. When his Pontiac's in the driveway and his eyes are take a deep breath, do the opposite of what you wanna do. Make him wait by the phone at the door to meet your dad. Before that first kiss, he's gotta hold your hand. You can't get it back when you give yourself away. Yeah, boy's gonna run, but a real man's gonna stay. Girl, make him wait. Make him wait. And when he says that it'd be easier if you just stayed the night, make him wait. You're gonna want him, and you're thinking you just might, but make away. Yeah, boy's gonna run. girl making way. Ooh, yeah, making way. They told me love is worth the weight in gold, like that ring on your hand. So when you find the one that's staying kind, then he won't mind if you make him wait. In his tux, Jello sings you down the aisle. Walk slow, take your time. While your daddy cries and your mama smiles. When they're throwing rice into the air and those tin cans roll away. And you look into his eyes and realize it was worth the while to make him wait.
Wow. Damn. I'm playing this for my daughters later on. Abby.
I have a lot of dads who say that.
My
so.
Amazing.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Thank you very much.
What do I say?
You can keep saying that. That's
I
okay.
Love it. Wow.
Thank you.
Abby Anderson, everybody. There you go. And we're back on Songs from the Cellar with Abby Anderson. Thanks for being here. This is great.
This is great, isn't
all right,
it?
You gotta tell me about I'm Good. I wanna hear about this one.
Oh,
all right,
well,
tell me about
there,
this song. You
there
know?
Was this guy, right? And everybody's got a first love. And yeah. So I had that happen. I had a big old heartbreak, and I was 19, and I just thought the world was over and everything.
I know.
And a couple of my girlfriends were going through the same thing. And I remember going into this session just venting my heart out. And I remember telling my co-writers, I'm like, man, I just wish I could tell them I'm good. Like, I'm doing great, you know? And like, and I'm happy for him. He's doing awesome too. So that's good. It's got a little bit of the sass, which I really, really like. But, you know, just goes out to all my sisters out there who got heartbroken. They're looking good. They're feeling good. Everything's okay.
I think breakups are the best time to write a song. I swear, I think the best time to write a song.
100%.
I really believe it. I mean, you can talk about love, and love is great, but man, breakup songs are the best. I'm just telling you. Well, I can't wait to hear this one.
Let's do it. All right, here we go.
No more racking my brain, wondering what I did wrong. No more hoping you call, stressing and checking my phone. No more feeling sorry for myself. Our history books are on the shelf. What's done is done, there's nothing else to say. Hey. So if you wanna go out, take me on the dance floor, spin me around. Tell me that you want more. Well, I ain't having this conversation. No more Friday night lipstick wasting all of my time. Drink chicken, your Kool-Aid. Spending my dimes and my kisses on you, babe. If you're thinking that I'm on the fence, thinking I want you back. Nah, now, baby, I'm good.
It's like the most millennial thing you've ever heard, right?
Good.
Well, yeah. Baby, I'm good at calling ball. Turns out you're full of it. I guess my mama was right. I just dodged a bullet. Yeah, yeah. So what? You bought a brand new truck, and now you wanna pick me up. Well, honey, I don't give up. I care about you. So if you wanna go out, take me on the dance floor. Spin me. No more Friday night lipstick wasting all of my time. Drink chicken, your Kool-Aid. Spending my dimes and my kisses on you, babe. If you're thinking that I'm on the fence, thinking I want you back. Nah, now, baby, I'm good.
Hey,
yeah, baby, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Well, baby, I'm good, baby, I'm good.
Baby, I'm good. Goodbye. goodbye. I'm only wishing you was just have a nice life. You know what, baby, I'm good. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Sucker, what? So if you wanna go out, take me on the dance floor, spin me around, tell me that you want more. I ain't having this conversation. No more Friday night lipstick wasting. All of my time drink, drinking your Kool-Aid, spending my downs and my kisses on you, babe. If you're thinking that I'm on the fence, thinking I want you back. Nah, now, baby, I'm good. Baby, I'm good. Baby, I'm good. Baby, I'm good.
No, you're great. No, you're not good. You're great. You're great.
Oh,
Abby Anderson, that's so good, girlfriend. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming down and hanging out in the cellar with us today.
This was a blast. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're wonderful. You're wonderful. Songs from a Cellar, Abby Anderson, what can you say about that? 'Welcome back to Songs from the Cellar.' I'm here with Kyle Daniel. Welcome, buddy. How are you doing? Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us, man. Yeah, it's awesome. Very cool spot.
I know. This is a lot of fun. And, you know, and you're partaking of the bourbon, which is good. It's going to, from Kentucky, I mean, we're all good.
True to my roots, man.
I know, man. You got to do what you got to do, man. You know, we were talking. It's funny. We were just talking a little bit about how you guys are going back over to the UK, right?
Yes, sir.
And that's exciting, man. I mean, C2C and it's funny how a lot of us are going over there to the UK now and finding a really great audience for our music. Isn't it cool?
I mean, man. It's, you know, I think that people digest music a little bit differently
really,
over there.
Really
and they care about the songs. They care about the stories behind the songs, you know. And once you get them hooked, I almost feel like they become fans for life.
Yes, yes.
And so it's just a matter of putting the people in the seats and doing your thing, you know.
I mean, once they hear you. And they love it. And it's kind of funny, you know, you talk about, you know, being from Kentucky. It's funny how folks in London or wherever can relate to a kid from Kentucky, you know, or whatever, Virginia or L.A. or whatever. But they just love it. They're so hungry for our music, which and singer-songwriters. I find they really love the singer-songwriters there. And they're really, like you said, fans forever. You know, we started going over there, I don't know how many years ago. I think every time we go over, it's just built and built and built. And I find that that's kind of what you have to do. And so what did you grow up listening to? I mean, I knew you're from Kentucky, man. You got a lot of great music coming out.
Well, I grew up on bluegrass. My parents, you know, obviously being from Kentucky, bluegrass was kind of in my deep roots. But
really?
That wasn't what that I, you know,
right.
I would prefer to listen to.
Right.
So when I hit about 13 and started listening to real music, Dad turned me on to, you know, the Allman Brothers and Skynyrd and Stevie Ray Vaughan and
the best stuff.
And then
right?
It was like, yeah, it was like then from there I kind of went down a little rabbit hole and found Little Feat and
right.
You know,
oh,
Government
wow.
Mule and Derek Trucks and you know all of this kind of stuff. So
yeah.
For me it was really cool to explore it by kind of having the Allman Brothers as the headstone. You know,
so good. Well, I mean, you know, you can't go wrong listening to those guys. I mean, it was always with Greg and you know, Dwayne, and I mean, what an amazing band. I mean, I don't even know if they get the credit they deserve, really, but I mean, I think they're one of the best, greatest American bands, you know, and growing up listening to that kind of stuff, I mean, you're gonna come out with some rootsy rock and roll cool stuff, you
yes,
know?
Yes, sir.
So tell me about writing. You've been in Nashville for a bit, though, right?
Yes, sir. I went to MTSU, got
right.
a music business degree. And,
right.
Anderson East and I moved to East Nashville about 10, 12 years ago, something like that. And, man, it's been a really cool experience because my path has not necessarily always been songwriting.
Right.
I used my degree for a little while and did the tour management type of stuff and
cool.
realized real quick that wasn't my bag.
that's it takes a whole different kind of
right.
skill set, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and, you know, after that, I kind of I started looking at the catalog of songs that I'd written through college and whatnot and didn't necessarily feel like they were representative of who I was or what I stood for or what I
right.
believed in really at the time.
Yeah.
So I jumped back in the writing rooms and really tried to hone that co-writing craft and got a chance to get in the room with some great writers, you know, Brent Cobb.
right.
Kendall Marvel and Will Hogue, and really tried to just craft up the best possible songs that I could. And I met Seth early on. We met at a Tin Roof Revival.
Oh, cool.
And I went up to him after the set, and I was like, man, you're amazing. Like, let's write a song. And, you know, the whole Nashville handshake thing.
Right.
Oh, yeah, man, I'll give you a call. And then you never hear from him. But thankfully, Seth followed up, gave me a call. And right out of the gate, man, we just hit it off. And I felt like we knew where each other were coming from. We were kind of going through the same stuff at the same time. So he's been a great asset as a writer.
It's real personal, your music. You know, it's real personal. And I think, you know, that's what the key is. And a lot of people can sit in a room and try to write a song about whatever. But, I mean, if, you know, if you're going through a heartbreak or if you're in whatever it may be, I mean, that's where your best songs come from. What's there to say, right? Okay, that's your, I mean, this whole, that was your kind of your breakout sort of deal, you know? It's, I think when you came back and you started doing this stuff and writing these songs, that's kind of, that's the real you, right?
I mean, yeah, it, you know, sometimes I feel like as a songwriter and an artist that I've kind of been led in life to experience certain things and to feel certain things just so I can write about them.
Right.
and fortunately, this was one of those songs that I was going through a really tough time and, you know, didn't have the greatest of luck in a relationship that I was in and did some things that I wasn't super proud of, you know, and this song was my way of facing those demons that I'd created. And I feel like it kind of helped me get over a whole lot.
It's cathartic. Well, I want to hear this, man. Let's just, I love this song.
Seeing I'm sour feels broken, cold like my heart. Never meant to hurt no one, never meant to tear us apart. Cause I thought salvation could never feel so far away. Maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm living in vain. What's there to say when you set a soul on fire? There ain't a thing makes it easier to burn. When there ain't nothing left but a selfish man's desire. What's there to say? Set us all on fire. Being here lonesome, it hit me all over again. Is it a blessing? Is it a curse in me? I still feel all of the trouble that I put us through. Maybe I deserve it, maybe I'm haunted by you. What's there to say when you set a soul on fire? There ain't a thing makes it easier. There ain't nothing left but a selfish man's desire. Tell me what's there to say when you set a soul on fire. Would you feel the same if you walked away?
If you walked away.
'Cause I thought about set my soul on fire. Could you set my soul on fire? What's there to say? there to say? What's there to say? What's there to say? What's there to say? What's there to say?
That's soulful. Oh, my God. All right, you guys, we'll be right back. Kyle DeAngelis and Seth, all the way from Lansing. And we're back. What a great episode today. Thank you guys so much for being here. Kyle DeAngelis, Seth, thanks. You guys killed it today, man. And appreciate you coming back and hanging out with us in the cellar. Hey, we ran out of time today, but you can check out Kyle doing his song Landline on our socials. Thanks again. We will see you next time on Songs from the Cellar.